passages.
Vám povím, když to čítám.
Book of John, chapter 17. This is the high priest prayer. If we read this high priest prayer carefully, then we can somehow find a very focus.
大祭司的祷告是为着他的身体，为着他的教会那个见证。
That he pray for his body for the testimony of his church.
我们读一段，我们从十二节。Let's
start reading from verse 12.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也为俘获了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子。 没有一个是灭亡的，好叫经上的话得着应验。现在我往哪里去？往你那里去。我怀在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已经将你的道赐给他们。世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。 我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们，脱离那恶者这个小子，或者说脱离那个罪恶。十六节，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。这是主耶稣反复第二次讲，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道。
就是真理，你怎样才我到世上？我照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。18 and 19。这里大祭司是特别为着他的教会那个分别为圣，不属这个世界，从世界分别出来。Here the high priest especially prays for his church that. It would be sanctified apart from this world. And verse 15, here he says that you should keep them from the evil one, or you could say you should keep them from the sin. And verse 16, the Lord Jesus twice said that they're not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
27.
Verse
20.
Now the high priest prays for their oneness.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们的里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你说赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面。 使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同我爱，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。Verse 23.
好，我们来再次念彼得前书。First Peter.
彼得是一位传福音的一位使徒。We
often say that Peter is an apostle for evangelism.
而这个保罗呢，是一位建造的一位使徒。And
Paul is an apostle who builds.
但是弟兄姊妹，你好好的去念彼得。But
brothers and sisters,
前书,
if you read First Peter carefully,
我们是在看见彼得也是非常非常看重教会的那个建造。
We see that Peter also cherishes very much of the building up of the church.
没有一个使徒不看重教会的建造。
None of the apostles would look down upon the building up the church.
保罗看重。
Paul cherishes it.
彼得看重。
So does Peter.
约翰也一样的看重。
So does John.
虽然我们说约翰是一位恢复的使徒，
although we say that John is the apostle of recovery，
他为什么要恢复？
But why is it he wants to recover？
因为要建造，
in order to build up God's
喜悦的教会，
God, the kind of church that God delights in，
有见证的教会，
and this is the kind of church that bears witness for him。
好，我们来看看彼得书。
Let's now read the book of 1 Peter
第二章
Chapter
2. 这里彼得特别提到两种的建造。
Here Peter mentions two kinds of building up.
一种是匠人，匠人就是人所建造的一个殿。
One is the building made by man.
一种是神自己建造的教会。
And the other kind is the church which God builds himself.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。你们来到主的面前，
verse 5.
也就像活石一样，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，是做耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看啊，我把拣选所宝贝的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。这是神的建造，要把那块宝贝的房角石放在西安，这是神的手在那里建造的殿。
It is the hand of God that he's building the temple in Zion.
信靠他的必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，地人的磐石。这是人所建造的殿，把这块宝贝的房角石却放在一边，丢在一边，不看重也不注意。
Temple built by man has rejected this chief cornerstone, put it aside and despise it.
好，我们再来看一段，还是彼得前书第四章。
We continue to read the same epistle, chapter 4.
请你念吧，从第七节一直念到第十一节。
We'll read from verse 7 to 11.
这里彼得再次讲到建造，怎么样的建造神的殿，神的家。
Once again, Peter talks about how to build up God's house, God's church. Verse 7, 1 Peter 4. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another.As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. And in all things, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
好，我们低头念祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
主啊，我们凭着你丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，我们来到你的圣所。
Oh, Lord, by your abundant mercy and grace that we come into your holy temple.
我们也趁着一颗敬畏的心，我们来到你跟前向你跪拜。
We bow down before you with a fearful heart.
主，我们畏惧而侍奉，我们战惊而快乐。
We serve with fear, we rejoice with trembling.
我们知道你在我们的中间。
Because we know you're in our midst.
这是一块可畏的地方。
This is an awesome place.
主，你在这里。
Lord, you are in the midst of it.
主，愿你今天这个时间给我们众儿女们有颗虔诚敬畏的心在你的跟前。
Oh Lord, during this period of time, may you grant us this sincere and grateful heart before you.
主，这块是圣地。
Lord, this is the holy ground.
因为你在这里。
Because you are in it.
我特别把你的无用的仆人、无用的器皿，我们带到恩主的手中。
Oh, especially I I bring me this useless servant in your vessel before you.
就是当他在讲你话的时候，给他一个敬畏你的心。
Oh, as I speak before you, give me this fearful heart.
讲你说要他讲的话，不讲他自己的话。
So that I will speak the word that you want me to speak and not anything else.
就按照你荣耀的丰富，随着你的灵，叫他里面的人能够刚强起来。
Oh Lord, according to the riches of your glory, strengthen with might my inner being.
叫基督因着信住在他的心中。
So that through faith that Jesus Christ could live in my heart.
让住在里面掌管他。
So that Lord, you will rule in me.
你在这里引导他。
Oh, and lead me right here.
你在这里控制他。
Control me right here.
让他说每讲一句话都是出于你的。
So whatever I say, it is from you.
主啊，我们一起来仰望你。
Oh Lord, we simply look unto you together.
主，这是你所定的日子。
Oh Lord, this is the day you have appointed.
主，我们来到你的面前，都像活石一样。
As we come to you as living stones.
我们一起来建造你的灵宫。
We come together to build up your spiritual house.
主啊，这块磐石是何等的宝贝。
Oh Lord, how precious this rock is.
我们愿意在这块根基石上，宝贝的石头上面，我们来建造。
We're willing to build up everything upon this precious stone.
主啊，建造你所喜悦的教会。
To build a church that's pleasing to you.
能够来满足你。
To satisfy you.
不只是满足我们自己。
It's not to satisfy us only.
主，来满足你自己的心意。
Oh Lord, but to satisfy your heart.
主，我们一起来等候你。
Oh Lord, we simply wait together before you.
愿我们的神在万事上，随着主耶稣基督能够得着荣耀。
Oh, may our God be glorified in all things through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为唯有你是配的。
Because only you are worthy.
羔羊是配。
Only the Lamb is worthy.
从今世一直到永远。
From now until forever.
我们等候仰望是耶稣基督的名。
We wait and look unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，今天我想我还是同弟兄姊妹还是交通你们还记得我讲的那个题目，就是教会见证的性质和内容。
This afternoon, I would like to continue to fellowship with you of that theme, which, as you remember, is about the content and nature of the witness of the church.
什么是教会的见证？
What is the witness of the church?
教会的见证就是基督他的自己。
The witness of the church is Christ himself.
我们基督他已经升天，已经得到荣耀。
Our Christ has ascended on high, he has received glory.
他因着一次受苦，为着我们受苦。他已经得到了珍贵荣耀，为他的冠冕。
He has suffered once for all for us. Now he has received this crown, honor and glory as his crown.
他受苦的荣耀是应该的。
It is fitful for him to suffer to receive honor and glory.
如今他坐在神宝座的那个右边。
Now he's seated at the right hand of God's precious throne. He has received glory, power.
今天地上看不到基督。
Today on earth we do not see Christ.
但是我们感谢神。
But God be thanked.
他要协助教会在地上的教会。
That through the earthly church.
把他的爱子主耶稣基督能够在各个地方能够彰显出来。
He wants to make manifest in all places his beloved son Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在地上的时候只能在加利利这一带地方。
While our Lord was on earth, he could only stay in the region of Galilee.
只能在约旦河的周围。
He could only stay around the Jordan River.
只能在迪加波利这一区的地方。
He could only stay at Capolis in that region.
他只能在撒玛利亚这个地方。
Or in Samaria.
把这位神能够从他的身上彰显出来。
In all those places, he displayed God in him.
没有人看见过神，唯有他怀中的独生儿子把他显明了出来。
Because nobody has seen God, only the begotten Son in his bosom has declared him.
但是这个显明很有限。
But this manifestation is so limited.
不但是范围有限。
Not only limited in its boundaries.
时间也非常的有限。
But also limited in time.
就这么三年半的时间，在这一个小的范围内，这位主的神的永生神的儿子，把这位天父彰显了出来。
Because in this short period of time, in this boundary, this Jesus Christ declared the eternal God.
我们现在看见我们的主已经升天了。
But now we see our Lord has ascended on high.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天神在各地、在各方、在每一个地方 他都设立了他自己的教会。
Today, God has in all over places set up His own church.
不只在是耶路撒冷。
So not only in Jerusalem.
也不只是在撒玛利亚。
It's not only in Samaria.
乃是在地界。
But it's all the way to the end of the earth.
在世界的地界每一个角落。
To the end of the earth, in every corner.
使着他所建造的教会来见证他宝贝的儿子，他所喜爱的这位爱子。
Through the church, God builds up that he could testify to bear witness of his delighted son.
叫世上的人在每一个地方都能够看见他的爱子。
So all the people in all the world, in every place, could see his beloved son.
爱子是不能看见神的像。
Because the beloved is the image of the invisible God.
教会是那不能看见爱子的像，也是神的像。
So the church is the image of the invisible Son, also the image of God.
所以今天从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地界，叫人能够看见这位荣耀升天的得胜的主。
So today through Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, all the way to the end of the world, everyone could see this ascended God.
什么是教会的见证?
So what is the witnessing of the church?
教会的见证就是基督的自己。
It is the Christ himself.
就基督的自己能够成为他的见证，成为他的内容，成为他的性质。
Because Christ himself can be the witness, can be the contents of his testimony.
除了基督自己以外，都不能成为教会的见证，都不能成为教会的性质，都不能成为教会的内容。
Apart from Christ, nothing can become the nature and content of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
什么是基督的见证？
Then now, what is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
我想我以前我已经同弟兄姊妹交通了一点。
I share with you in the previous sessions.
教会的见证有七个方面，就基督的见证有七个方面。
There are seven aspects to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们看见基督是无罪的。
We see Christ is sinless.
他是圣洁的，远离罪人的，他是无邪恶的，他是无玷污的，高过诸天的大祭司。
We see he is holy apart from sinners. He is ascended on high. He is separated from all the people.
所以教会在地上也应该这样。
The church as it is on earth should be the same way.
我们应该去对的除掉所有的骄在教会中间。
So we should definitely get rid of all the leaven in the church.
教会是一个新的团，教会是一个无骄的面。
Because this should be, the church should be the unleavened meal.
所有的骄都应当除掉。
All the leaven should be taken care of.
弟兄姊妹，你看见初期的教会神怎样的对付教会中的罪。
Brothers and sisters, you see how the early churches deal with the sins.
你看到《使徒行传》第五章，我们就看到。
As you read Acts 5, we see this.
亚纳尼亚和撒菲拉。
Ananias and Sapphira.
他们把自己的电产买了，拿到使徒的跟前。
They sold their own possessions and brought the money to the apostles.
他们自己留下了一部分。
However, they kept some back.
但是对使徒说，我们都已经拿上来了。
And then they told the apostles, here they are, we brought everything in.
这是一个罪。
This is a sin.
彼得怎么讲的？
How did Peter say to him?
他说：“撒旦充满了你的心。”
Satan has filled your heart.
我们知道他的结果。
And we know what happens next.
这个田财没有卖，不是你自己的吗？
This possession before you sold it isn't yours.
你卖掉了这个价钱，这个价银，也不是你自己可以做主的吗？
And after you sold it, that this proceeds isn't in your own control also.
使徒从来也没有强迫他们、勉强他们把他们的田产卖掉、奉献上来，没有，没有。
Apostle never forced them to sell their possessions in the first place, never.
是初期教会弟兄姊妹自己被爱所充满，被圣灵所充满，被神的恩典所充满，他们自己愿意的拿上来的。
And it is when the brothers and sisters at the early churches being filled with the love and grace of God, that willingly they wanted to sell their possessions.
所以他们自己是自己愿意的，甘心乐意的，不是勉强的，不是强迫的。
So they did all this willingly and freely without any compulsion.
这是欺哄圣灵，欺哄神。
Now, what they did is deceiving the Holy Spirit, deceiving God.
哎呀，这个结果何等可怕。
And how dreadful this result has been.
弟兄也死掉了，姊妹也死掉了。
So this brother and this sister, they both died.
当全教会听见这个消息，听见这件事，全教会都感觉到惧怕。
So the whole church, after they heard about this, fear came upon them.
所以你看到教会是一个无教的饼，是一个无教的面，是一个新的团。
So you see that the church should be unleavened bread, unleavened meal, it's a new lump.
因为基督是圣洁的。
Because our Christ is holy.
教会是一个同世界完全分别的。
Christ, the church should be totally separate from the world.
世界不能在教会中间沾一点点的边。
The church should have no connection whatsoever with the world.
教会是完全属天的，完全属灵的。
Because the church is totally heavenly and spiritual.
没有一点土的味道，没有一点属地的味道。
There should be no flavor of any earthliness.
所有属地的、属土的味道都应该从教会中间除掉。
Any earthly flavor should be taken care of, got rid of in the church.
我不叫你们离开世界，只求神保守你们脱离那个恶者。
Jesus says that I do not pray that you should be taken out of the world, but pray that you should be kept from that evil one.
世人恨你们，因为你们不属于世界，正如我不属于世界一样。
The world has hated you because you're not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
基督不属世界，教会也不属世界。
Since Christ is not of the world, so his church is not of the world either.
我已经讲过了，基督是不被世所拘禁的。
I just mentioned that Christ cannot be, be bound by death.
教会也是一样。
So, this is the same thing with the church.
教会是基督的身体，已经从死里复活的那个身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ, this body has been resurrected from the dead.
他从死里复活，永远不再死。
Our Lord is risen and he does not die anymore.
所以教会里面不应当有一点死的味道，死的味道。
So, in the church, there should be no flavor of death at all.
充满着生命
Actually, it should be filled with
充满着那复活的大能
It should be filled with the resurrected power
充满着那无穷生命的大能这是教会
It should be filled with the power of the endless life And this is the church
教会不应当有任何的偶像
And in the church there should be no idols either
基督的里面没有一点偶像的地位
Because in ChristThere is no position for idol at all.
当拜主你的神，单单的侍奉他，这是主耶稣受试探的时候所讲的话。
Worship the Lord, serve him only. This is what Jesus said when he was tempted.
所以教会里面也是一样。
So likewise, it should be the same in the church.
我们看见基督与父是合而为一的。
We see that Christ and the Father are one.
所以教会应当是合而为一的。
So in the church, there is oneness also.
这个合一不是生命里面的合一。
This oneness is not the oneness in life.
我们在生命里面本来就是合一的。
Because in life, we are one already.
我们都受从圣灵受浸，归于一位圣灵，因于一位受洗归于一位圣灵，因于一位圣灵，成了一个身体。
Because we all receive the Holy Spirit, being baptized, and we drink into the same Holy Spirit. So we are one already.
你里面有基督的生命，我里面有基督的生命。
Because there is the life of Christ in you, so is in me.
在你里面有圣灵，在我里面有圣灵。
There is Holy Spirit in you, so Holy Spirit
in me also. 你里面的生命同我的生命是一样的，你里面的圣灵同我里面的圣灵是一个。
So your Holy Spirit and my Holy Spirit is the same, and your life and mine is the same.
我们是一个身体，一个圣灵。
So we are one body and one spirit.
我们蒙召同有一个指望。
And we are called with one calling, one hope.
一主一心一信一神一父。
We have one hope, we have one faith, one baptism, and one Father.
作为父亲是超乎众人之上，住在众人之内，也居住在众人之间。
This Father is above all, through all, and in us all.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
教会本来就是一个。
The church is one.
但是我们看见我们的肉体。
But as we look at our flesh.
今天教会分裂到什么一个样。
What kind of condition of division this church has evolved into.
有多少的宗派。
There are so many denominations.
有多少的会。
There are so many associations.
有多少的宗。
And so many different sects of the religion.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在约翰福音第十六章，他已经看到教会的分裂。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has already seen this division of the church in Matthew 16.
约翰福音十六章，主耶稣怎么讲
？In Matthew 16, what is our Lord Jesus say?
他说：“时候将到，现在就是到了。
”The time is here, and it is now.
你们都要分散，个人。 归到自己的地方去。
You will all be scattered each to its own place.
就我一个人在这里。
And I am alone here.
他说我不是一个人。
But I'm not alone.
有父与我同在。
The Father is with me.
弟兄姊妹，这句话当然有可以有其他的解释。
Brothers and sisters, of course, there are other ways to explain this verse.
我觉得主耶稣已经看到个人要归到自己的地方去，他们都要分散。
But I feel that the Lord Jesus has already seen that each one will go to his own place. They will all be scattered.
今天的教会就这个光景。
It is, isn't it so with today's
church? 本来是一个教会，现在分散了，分裂了。
There is only one church in, to begin with, but now it's all scattered.
个人都归到自己的地方去了。
Each one goes to his own place.
所以主耶稣在十七章特别为着那个教会的合一在那里祷告。
Therefore, our Lord especially prays for the oneness of the church in 17 of John.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
本来这个宇宙应该是一个。
There should be one in this whole universe.
因为它的源头是一个。
Because the very origin is one.
万有都是本于他，依靠他，也都要归于他。
Because by him, through him, for him are all things.
宇宙中间每一件事物都是出于一个源头，就是神。
Now in the whole universe, everything is from the one source, which is God.
我们看见这个中心也是一个。
So we see the very center is also one.
整个宇宙的系统也是一个。
The whole cosmos, the whole universe system is only one.
本来这个宇宙是非常协调的，是非常和谐的，是非常统一的，没有矛盾的，没有对立的。
So in the universe, supposedly there should be harmony, no contradiction, everything is in oneness.
但是我们看见罪进到了世界。
But then we see sin entered.
我们看见天使背叛。
Then we see angels rebelled against God.
我们看人类背叛。
We see men rebelled against God.
破坏了那一个合一。
Destroy the harmony.
因此受造和受造之间有了间隔。
Therefore there is this division between creations.
我们看见到处都是斗争，到处都是征战。
So we see all the wars and struggling around.
到处都是分裂。
And there is division, contention all over.
我们也看见整个宇宙已经不协调了，不和谐了。
So we see the whole universe is no longer in harmony.
结果带来的败坏。
So it brings in destruction.
罗马书他们在罗马书第八章说，
Romans
万有都在败坏的辖制的底下。
All the universe is under the bondage of corruption.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
地上有一个团体。
There is one group on earth.
那就是教会。
And that is the church.
教会是应该是完全合而为一的。
And the church should be made perfectly one.
他们在基督里面都同归于一了。
Because in Jesus Christ, they are all one. They all become one.
Christ is all in all.
So Christ is all and in all.
基督是一体，也住在个人之内。
Christ is all and in all.
我们都受了圣灵的浸，都浸在一个圣灵的里面，我们成为一个身体。
We are all baptized into the Holy Spirit, into the one body.
这是一个完全新的。
This is something brand new.
是完全合一的。
And it is completely one.
完全和谐的。
It's completely harmonious.
没有一点点的冲突，没有一点矛盾，没有一点对立的。
There is no confrontation or controversy in between at all.
这是教会。
And this is the church.
教会应当是合而为一的。
So the church should be one.
弟兄姊妹，但是今天我们看见这个合一已经破坏了。
But brothers and sisters, today we see this oneness has already been destroyed.
地上的教会若是能不能合一，这个宇宙到哪一天才能合一？
If the earthly church cannot be one, then when will that be? When the whole universe will become one?
神要借着教会的那个合一，能够带来整个宇宙的合而为一。
Because God wants to bring in the universal oneness through the oneness in the church.
教会是我们都是出熟的果子。雅各书第一章说，你们蒙了重生，在万有中神创造的万有中成了出熟的那个果子。
In book of James, it tells us that in all God's creation.We are born again, and therefore we become the first fruit.
我们是一个出熟的果子。
We are the first fruit.
教会在地上叫人看见是一个合一的一个团体。
So in the world, people should see the church as a group of oneness.
随着这个合一的扩大、扩大、扩大，有天整个宇宙、天上、地下所有的一切，在基督里面都要同归于一。
And through the expansion, extension of this oneness of the church on earth, one day all the things in heaven and on earth will become together, be summed up in one in Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所书第一章第十节，他说照着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，他要使天上地下所有的一切在基督里面同归于一，都伏在元首的那个权柄的底下，中间没有矛盾，没有对立，没有冲突。
So we see in the Ephesians 1:10 that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he will gather together in one all things in Christ, whether things on earth or in heaven, in Jesus Christ. He is the head, and there should be no confrontation, division among things, no setting up against one another. All are under the authority of Christ.
教会是第一个团体，完全伏在神权柄底下的。
Church should be the very first group that is totally subjective to God's authority.
我们记得的，我们的主教导门徒祷告说，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We remember that as Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he says, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth and as it is in heaven.
你就看见父有一个心愿。
So you see the Father has a heart.
巴不得地上能够找到一般人，找到一个团体，能够尊他的名为圣，他的国能够降临在他们的中间，这个国就是权柄，他的权柄能够在那里彰显，绝对彰显的，这般人是绝对顺服的一般人。
That our Father is looking in the world a group of people that they would totally hallow his name, they would be subjective into his kingdom.And that his kingdom is where his power is being manifested.
并且他的旨意能够行在他们中间，如同行在天上一样，没有一点的拦阻。
And his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no hindrance at all.
他的旨意是通行无阻的。
So his will be carried out through smoothly.
这是天父的心。
This is our Father's will.
在哪里去找这样一个团体？
Where can he find a group like this?
到纽约去找吗？
Does he find this in New York?
到 Washington 去找吗？
Or in Washington?
到 United States, 到联合国去找吗？
Or he goes to the United Nations to find one like this?
不可能找到这样一个团体。
It's impossible to find one.
只有他的教会。
Only in his church.
只有基督的身体
Only the body of Christ
是完全合而为一在基督的元首统管的底下管理的底下伏在元首的权柄底下
That is perfectly made one totally under the control of the authority of God
合而为一
Being one
就像父和子合而为一一样
Just as the Father and the Son are one.
是完完全全的合而为一。
They are made perfectly one.
叫世人知道你差了我来。
So that the world may know that you sent me.
并且叫他们知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
So that the world may know that you have loved them just as you have loved me.
你给我的荣耀我已经给了他们。
The glory you gave me, I've given them.
让他们完完全全的合。
Oh, let them be one.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大极大的一个荣耀。
Oh, brothers and sisters,How great this glory is.
没有比这个更大的荣耀能够在教会中彰显的就是合一。
There is no greater glory than this. That is the oneness being exhibited in the church.
今天合一在哪里？
Oh, but today, where is this oneness?
哎呀，我们想到哥林多的教会。
As we think of the Corinthian church.
保罗写信给他们。
When Paul wrote the epistle to them.
他说弟兄们啊。
He says, Brethren,
我是做主耶稣基督的名劝你们。
I plead with you by the name of Jesus Christ.
你们都要说一样的话。
That you should say the same thing.
不可结党。
There should be no, selfish ambition.
你们要一心一意彼此相合。
You should be perfectly joined together in one mind, in one joy.
我听见你们中间有结党纷争的事。
I heard about the division and contention before.
有人说我是属保罗的，我属基法的，我属亚波罗的。有人说我是属基督的。
Well, some people say I am of Paul. Some people say I'm of Cephas. Some people say I am of Christ.
基督是分开的吗
？Is Christ divided?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是父神的心和人的痛痛心啊
！How grieving and hurting our Father's heart is.
哥林多教会还没有完全正的分。
Now the Corinthian church hasn't.Being totally divided yet.
他们只是有一点宗派的倾向而已。
They're getting into that trend of being getting into the denomination.
他们中间还没有保罗会，还没有彼得堂。
They do not have the denominations of church or denominations.
哥林多的教会还是一个饼，还是一个杯，他们还在一起擘饼，一起擘杯，一起喝杯。
They still have one bread and continue to breaking the bread and drinking the cup.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道今天我们擘饼到底纪念什么
？Brothers and sisters, do you know exactly whom we are remembering as we breaking the bread?
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我们都会回答。
Brothers and sisters, I know you all can answer this question.
我们是纪念主耶稣基督的死。
We are remembering of Jesus Christ's death.
我们纪念主耶稣那一个饼，就是他的身体为我们破开。
We're remembering the very bread which is the body of Christ.
我们纪念这个杯，就是他立约的血为我们流出，
remember that
叫我们的罪得到赦免。
Cup is His blood which is being shed to cleanse our sins.
所以我们每一次擘饼，我们都纪念主耶稣基督。
So every time when we come to breaking of the bread, we are remembering our Lord.
他是怎样为我们死，怎样为我们受苦。
How he died, how he suffered for us.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就完全了吗
？Is it all？
我要打分的话，你只有五十分。
If I would grade you on that, you only get 50
points. 你就只短一半。
You're only right halfway.
不要忘记。
Don't you forget？
摆在我们前面的一个饼、一个杯，是代表教会。
The bread and the cup set before us represents the church.
我说你去念哥林多前书第十章。
If you read Corinthians chapter 10.
你们所祝福的杯不是同领基督的一个基督的血吗
？The cup you're blessing isn't that a communion of the blood of Christ.
你们擘开的饼不是同领基督的身体吗？
The bread that you're blessing isn't the communion of the body of Christ.
你们虽多乃是一个身体，乃是一个杯，因为我们同享基督的那个饼。
You, though many, are one body and one bread, because we all partake of the same bread.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
要我们记得，这是基督身体的两方面。
Let's remember these are the two sides of the body of Christ.
不错，这个饼是基督的身体。
Yes, this bread is the body of Christ.
这个身体是血牛血牛肉的身体。
This body is of the blood and water.
因为它可以流出血来，对不对
？Because he actually shed his blood.
这个身体是很小的身体。
This body is very small.
是一个物质的身体。
It's a material body.
我不知道主耶稣有多胖，有多高，有多重。
I don't know about the size and weight of our Lord Jesus.
我想可能我们的主不会很胖的。
I suppose our Lord wouldn't be that fat.
他没有加薪美容，他是那样的憔悴。他三十多岁，人看他已经五十多岁了。
He looked very haggard and without comeliness and beauty. When he was in 50 years old, when people look at him, they say, but when he was 30 years old, when people look at him, they would say he was 50 years old.
所以我相信这个身体很小的一个身体。
So I believe his body was very small.
但是这个身体是一粒麦子死了。
But this body was one grain of wheat. It died.
我们看见他出来的一个身体。
And we see the body which comes out of it.
我们看见桌子上的那个饼。
And that's the bread on the table.
这个身体是一个大的身体。
This body is an immense body.
这是个宇宙像宇宙一样大的一个身体。
It's as vast as the universe.
这是一个属灵的身体。
It's a spiritual body.
这是一个奥秘的一个身体。
And this is a mysterious body.
是与基督与神合而为一的。
This is the body of the oneness of Jesus Christ and God.
也是和所有的弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救的，都是在这个身体的里面，这样大的一个身体。
All the brothers and sisters who are saved by grace are being brought into this body.
所以当我们在擘饼的时候，我们要记得，这是就是他的那个属灵的那个教会。属灵的那个身体。
So as we are breaking the bread, let's remember this is his spiritual body, this is his spiritual church.
现在我们来看这段话很重要。我们擘饼的时候，常常从第十一章第大概是二十三节还是二十节开始念起。我当然说传给你们，就是从主领受的，主耶稣被卖的人拿起饼来，就是来拍开说，跟着这一段话，我们都会擘饼以前念一段，但是我们没有注意前面这一段，很重要的这一段。
Let's read a passage in the 1 Corinthians. We often would read passages starting from verse 23. Like, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, etc. But we often overlook the passage right before it.
第十七节。
So that's really verse 17.
我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们。
Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you.
因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭审。
Since you come together not for the better, but for the worse.
为什么他们遭审？
Why is it for the worse?
你若是再看下去，你就知道。
And if you continue to read, you will understand it.
在你们中间有软弱的，有生病的，死的也不少。
Because in their midst there are people who are weak, who are sick, and many sleep.
所以你们聚会不是得益处，是造损失。
Therefore, when they came together, it's not for the better, but for the worse.
为什么他们会造损失呢？
Why is it to be for the worse for them?
十八节。
Verse 18.
第一页，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
Verse 18, for first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part, I believe it.
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事。
And there must also be factions among you.
分门结党，这个原文这个字就是这个异端这个字。
Factions in its original has the same root as heresy.
我们知道这个异端这个字是这个英语式的希腊文，英语式的希腊文，它可以解释为中这个异端，它也可以解释为派别，就是分门结党的那个派别。
Now heresy can either be interpreted as factions or as
Heresy, 对。
As heresy.
这个我们
factions.
我们知道这个字在新约里面一共用过九次。
We know this word is used 9 times in New Testament.
五次都在使徒行传。
5 times are used in the book of Acts.
就是讲到这些法利赛教门的人呐、啊，拿撒勒党的人呐、啊，这法利赛党的人呐、啊，党啊，这个教门呐、啊，都是分门别类的，这就是异端这个字。
And it talks about the factions of Pharisees, of Sadducees, and a faction of Nazarites. So all these are of the same word as heresy.
这就是异端的词。
So this is the same word.
然后在书信里面呢，一共用过四次。
And in epistles, it is being used 4 times.
这是提多书第三章。
First is used in Titus 3.
他说。你们不要分门结党，分门结党的人经界过一次两次就要拒绝他，因为他已经犯了罪，他明知道不是，他还要去做。所以分门结党在神的眼光看来是个非常憎恶可恶的一件事，不像今天我们看见这是宗派的分门别类，我们觉得无所谓的，已经习以为常了，你看见吗？
Factioning this thing in God's eyes is abominable. It's not like what we see denominations. So in the book of Titus, the Bible tells us that if you see anybody of contentious, admonish him once and twice, if he still does not listen to you, then you should simply have no fellowship with them.
这是分门结党，就是异端这个字。
So we see the faction is the same word.
还有这个彼得后书的第二章。
And Second Peter chapter 2.
是讲到那些假师傅私自的引进，那是陷害人的异端，那个很清楚，私自引进那些陷害人的这个异端。
In Second Peter, we see clearly that Peter talks about those false teachers who secretly brought in all those.Heresies of destruction. So that's the same word of faction being used there.
还有就是加拉太书第五章讲到情欲的字，都讲到那个结党，讲到那个异端。
And also in Galatians 5, when the Bible speaks of the evident things of the flesh, it talks about faction. It's also heresy.
因为我们知道分门结党完全是我们肉体的事，这个情欲可以翻为 flesh。是我们的肉体。
Because we know factions totally out of our lust, of our.
今天教会所有那个这样的分裂，都是出于肉体的，出于撒旦的，出于我们血气的，出于人的。
Today, the church is being so divided. It's all because it's from our flesh, from our lust, it's from man.
我们的肉体，我们的天然就是喜欢分，越分的细，越细致越好。
From our flesh, from our nature, we love to be divided. The more divided, the better.
圣灵是喜欢 特征是肉体的特征是分，而这个生命的特征就是合，合二为一。
The characteristics of the flesh is simply fraction, division, but the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is oneness.
所以，加拉太书第五章讲到那个生命和情欲在哪里征战。
Therefore, in Galatians 5, we see that the Holy Spirit and the flesh they lust against one another.
还有这一次就是我们看见的，刚刚念的。你们中间有分门结党的事，要把那些有经验的人显明出来。
And the very last one is verse 19 of 1 Corinthians. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
弟兄姊妹，这些有经验的人是谁呀
？Brothers and sisters, who are all these people who are approved?
哥林多的教会把他们自己放在个人都放在不同的领袖属灵的人的那个底下，他们自己分开了。
Now Galatians.Put themselves individually under different spiritual leaders, so they themselves are being divided.
哎呀，他们不能用得到这些 leader 的那种心，他们是为了要保守这个圣灵合一为一的，他们要保守教会的那个合一的。但是他们却因着他们的缘故，他们就分开了。
All these people never really touch the heart of all their leaders who try so hard.To bring everybody into the oneness of the Holy Spirit, but they for them own selves interest and divided.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们不能一面纪念主的死他的身体，一面纪念他那属灵的身体，就是那个教会。
So, brothers and sisters, on one hand we remember the death, the body of Jesus Christ, but on the other hand we also remember the spiritual body of Jesus Christ that is His church.
这个 body 是一个，是一个合一的。
His body is one in harmony.
我上次同弟兄姊妹交通提到以弗所书第二章，他们讲两这个保罗讲两下，这个自己的这个主耶稣基督，是他们造成一个新的人，成就了和睦。
In addition to, I shared with you last time that both groups are made into one, thus making peace.
没有什么停顿了，这个中间的墙已经完全拆毁了。
So there is no separation anymore because the middle wall of separation has now been torn down.
是不是之前也把那个烟囱也废掉了？那些律法上都写的规条也拿掉了。
Through the cross, also all the enemies have been abolished. All the commandments contained in the ordinance.
所以我们看见外邦和犹太人可以合在一起了。
Now we see that all the Gentiles and the Jews.
国家来分
and the church should never be divided because of the nationalities or race.
教会绝对不能以你的文化程度来分
and nor should the church be divided according to your cultural.
教会绝对不能以民族来分
according to your cultural dimension, nor divided by your nation.
不能以你政治的利益、社会上的地位来分
or nor being divided because of the political interests or the societal status.
在基督里面都同归于一了
Instead, in Christ, all become one.
弟兄姊妹，所以当我们擘饼的时候
So brothers and sisters, when we come to the breaking of bread,
你不但纪念我们的主
Not only we remember our Lord,
你要想一想
But you also have to think.
你好歹要思考审查自己
Consider yourself carefully.
你在擘饼的时候有没有同弟兄姊妹之间还有言辞，还有敬格。
Now examine yourselves while you're breaking the bread. Is there any separation or disagreement between you and brothers and sisters?
你不能说我只注意我同主的关系，好像是蛮和谐的，没有什么矛盾。
You cannot say that. Oh, I only focus on the relationship between me and the Lord. Everything is in harmony. There is no confrontation.
或者你自己检查这个礼拜我有没有犯了这个很了不起的那个罪。
Or even examining yourself, you say, "Well, all this week I haven't done any visible sins."
那我就可以安心领受这个饼这个杯了。
Then now I can receive this bread and cup in peace.
弟兄姊妹不够。
No, brothers and sisters, this is not
enough. 你一定要想到一看见这个饼和杯，你就想到我们都在这个。
Once you look at the bread and cup, you have to know that we're all in the body.
你有没有从哪一个弟兄、哪一个姊妹中间还有一点过不去，还有一点难为
？Is there any discord between you and the brothers and sisters?
是不是还有怨言？还是不是还有意见？还是不是有批评？是不是还有论断？
Are there any criticism, judgment?
Are
there any complaints between you and brothers and sisters? So that you cannot be reconciled to him. That person sits over there. And then you pick another corner. The farther, the better. And then you come to receive this bread and cup.
非常得罪神的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you truly sin against God.
不但是我们之间没有一点间隔。
Not only there should be a separation between us all.
我们同其他的教会有没有墙在哪个地方？
And then again, is there a wall between us and another church?
我们是不是中间有一些规条、有些制度、有些组织和一些条文是同其他教会不一样的？以致叫我们同他们不能够合在一起来过冰。
Are there any rules, systems that made us not being able to break in bread together with them?
是不是神已经把这个墙拆开了，我们又把这个墙又建起来了？
Hasn't God destroyed this wall already while we build it up again?
弟兄姊妹，若是有的话，应当这些问题都解决掉。
If there are things like this, resolve them all in your mind.
弟兄姊妹，这叫不平。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is called breaking bread.
所以你们自己要审查。
So examine yourselves.
然后吃这饼，那这饼。
Then eat of the bread and drink the cup.
若你吃喝不分辨之主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
If you do not discern this is the body of Christ, then you eat and drink to your own judgment.
你没有想到这就是那个教会合一的教会，一个饼。
You never thought of that. This is the universal, the harmonious bread of the whole universe of the church.
正是你还同教会有很多的意见，有很多的过不去，还有很多的论断批评的话，弟兄姊妹，你吃这个饼也是得罪了主。
Now sometimes we even have criticism, complaints, arguments with the church. Brother and sister, if you do this while taking the bread and drinking the cup, you sin against God.
所以你们中间有很多软弱的，很多生病的，连死都连不上。
Therefore, there are many in your midst who are weak and sick, even sleep.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们读这一段，在不必的时候我们要想到的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the passage while we're breaking the bread. It has to come into our mind.
主耶稣的祷告，愿他们合而为一。
The Lord Jesus' prayer that they would become one.
我刚刚讲了，大祭司的祷告就是为着教会的见证。
Now I just mentioned that the high priest's prayer is for the testimony of the church.
不但是为那个合一，为着那个相爱，当然。经过爱我们才能合一，若是没有爱的话我们怎么能够合而为一？所以不能合一，所以分裂，是因为我们中间缺少爱。
Not only for the oneness, of course, this is because of love. If there is no love, how could we all become one? If we have this love among us, then there would be this oneness.
个人的教会没有爱。
Now, Corinthian church does not have this love.
所以为什么有十三章专门讲到爱？
That's why in chapter 13 of the First Corinthians, it especially focuses on love.
他们没有爱怎么合一？
Without love, how could they be one?
所以我们看见主的那个祷告，为着那个合一的见证，他祷告父。
So we see the Lord's prayer here. He's praying for the oneness of the testimony. He prays to God.
这是教会的见证，那个非常重要的一个见证。
Now this is one extremely important testimony of the church.
我已经讲过了。教会应该把罪排斥在外面，把世界排斥在外面，把偶像排斥在外面，把死亡排斥在外面，应当把撒旦的地位权势排斥在教会的外面。
Now I mentioned already the church should be put aside all the sin, all the idol, and all the Satan's power, dominions. All these things should be put aside outside the church.
基督如何，我们在世上也如何。这是约翰一书第四章约翰所讲，他如何，我们在这世上也是如何。
As First John says that as he is in the world, so are we. As Christ was in the world, so are we.
这是教会的见证。
Because this is the testimony of the church.
还有就是最重要的就是，一个就是根本为圣，就是应该把这个墙把它建起来。中间的教会应当建的墙没有建，这个教会应该建一个非常高、非常大、非常好。 撒冷一样，这个墙有多高，有多厚，有多大。
The church could be separate from the world. The church should have this wall around it, lofty and high, just as Jerusalem. It has all the high, tall walls around it.
把罪排斥在外面，把死亡排斥在外面，把偶像排斥在外面，把世界排斥在外面，把撒旦的权势地位排斥在外面。
Put aside to exclude it, all the sin and death, the idol, the power of Satan, of the world.
但是今天的教会应当建的墙没有建起来。
But the wall around the church, which is supposed to be built, has never been built.
应当建起的墙，它被拆毁了。
The wall is supposed to be built up, it's been torn down.
这是哥林多教会的光景。
And this is the condition of the Corinthian church.
里面有罪，什么都有。
Inside it, there is sin and whatever in it.
今天的牧师教会也是一样。
It's the same thing with today's churches at this very end time.
根本没有墙。
There are no walls at all.
不应当建的墙呢，把它建得高高的。
Walls are not supposed to be built. They build it tall.
我们看见教会和教会之间的那一个间隔。
So we see that this distinction in the separation between churches.
弟兄姊妹，所以主耶稣在这里为着教会的见证，跟他们祷告。
So here, brothers and sisters, we see the Lord Jesus prayed for the testimony of the church.
教会在地上不但是叫人听见基督，要人看见基督。
Church well is on earth. People should not only hear it, but also see Christ. Because our Christ is such Christ. Now, Philippians 2, when Paul wrote the epistle to the church at Philippi, so that they would have the same mind, same love, they would intend.The same thought.
凡事尽责都不要结党，凡事都不要结党。
There should be no selfish ambition in all things.
他要腓立比的教会能够成为一个诚实无伪、无可指责的教会。
So the Philippian church will be sincere and without any blame.
凡所行的不发怨言，也不起争论。
And they will not dispute over the things they do in grumbling.
要叫他们能够同心协力。
So they would humble themselves.
要叫他们那个这个无可指责，毫无瑕疵，在这个时代中间，好像明光照耀，把这个生命的道能够彰显出来。
So that they would be blameless without reproach, that they would hold out the word of life in this crooked and perverse generation as a light shines in the darkness.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫人看见的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the church that people can see.
像明光照耀，像一颗星一样的发出光来。
As a star, as a bright light that shines forth.
这个光就是基督的光。
And this light is light of Christ.
它就是明亮的晨星。
It is the bright morning star.
这颗明亮的星。
So that people will see this bright morning star.
不是叫人听见基督，是贬为基督。
It's not for people to hear of Christ is such a Christ.
要人能够看见基督是怎样一位基督，荣耀的基督。
That people should see me, Christ. What kind of Christ is
that? 是他们完全称义为圣的。
So they could be totally sanctified.
他们是诚实无为的。
They are sincere and harmless.
无可指责的。
Without reproach.
是没有玷污的。
Blameless.
是没有瑕疵的。
Without any spot.
弟兄姊妹，这叫分别为圣。
My brothers, this is called being sanctified.
我会就是用水塑造刀把它挤一遍，成为一个没有玷污、没有瑕疵。或者你救人之病圣洁没有瑕疵的教会献给基督
because the church would be washed with water by the word of God that he would be cleansed and glorious without spot and wrinkle or any of such thing that he could present it himself to God
所以腓立比教会这一段话就讲到他们的合约讲到他们的同钉讲到他们的没有瑕疵讲到他们的分别为圣
so here in the book of Philippians Paul talks about their sanctification, their oneness, them being in blamelessness, and them being their holiness.
弟兄姊妹，时间关系。
But in history, it's been pressed by time.
我今天最主要讲的还没有时间讲。
I haven't come to the real thing that I would like to share with you this afternoon.
就刚才弟兄对我们念的那个马太福音第二十章。
That's what our brother just read with us, Matthew 20.
弟兄姊妹，马太福音在哪里讲什么第二十章？
What is the Matthew 20
我们知道西培他的母亲，母亲就是雅各、雅各和约翰的母亲，到主耶稣跟前，要主耶稣，将来在宝座上的时候，一个坐在他的右边，一 个都在他的左边这个。
We know that James Andrew, James Jones' mother of him to Jesus Christ asked him that in Jesus Christ's day that his son would sit one on the right side, the other on the left side in his kingdom.
为祝福他对他的父亲讲。
And how did Jesus reply?
他说你们所求的你们不知道吗？
You do not know what you ask.
你们喝的杯你们喝吗？
Are you about to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?
就他们一旦在祝我们能喝。
They immediately, yes, we can drink the cup.
主耶稣不晓得说这个杯你们要喝。
The Lord continues to say, yes, we will drink the cup.
主动听你讲什么杯？
Yes, Lord, what is this cup?
当然我们知道这个杯不是主耶稣在十字架上喝的那个苦杯。
Of course we know that this cup is not the cup of bitterness that the Lord Jesus Christ drank on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上那个所醉的苦的那个苦杯，没有一个人可以喝这个杯。主耶稣自己。
The bitterness of the cup to forgive sins is the cup nobody else can drink except of the Lord.
主耶稣讲的苦杯不是这个杯。
This cup is not what the Lord is talking about.
这个杯是什么杯？
Now what cup is this?
这个杯就是父子弟兄姊妹建造保护的那个杯。
His cup is the cup ministering to brothers and sisters to build up the church.
这是主耶稣所讲的，我爱教会，被教会所赐的那个杯。
This is the cup that the Lord Jesus says, I love the church and I give myself for her.
不是主耶稣说的，我来不是服侍人，乃不是受人的服侍，乃是服侍人的那个杯。
This is the cup that.Cup of bitterness that the Lord Jesus says that I cannot to be served, but to serve. It speaks of the ministering of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个属灵儿女，我们都应当喝这杯。
Now every one of us who belongs to God needs to drink the cup.
一个教会被建造起来。
For a church to be built up.
一个教会要成为有见证的教会。
The church will hold the testimony of.
一个教会要能够有这几方面的那个表现，那个彰显。
For a church to have the manifestation of all these aspects, then every child of God needs to drink this cup. So we have to link this with the passage of Jesus.
耶稣跟天，你跟天界不是万邦的，他有君王，有这神在在那里管制你们，辖制你们，你们不是的。全人为大，全人为首的，就要做有众人的用人。要做众人的奴仆。
So the Lord Jesus says that the, you know, the rulers of Gentiles, the Lord is over them, those who are paid exercise authority over them. But those of you who want to be first, want to be the great, should be the servants and the slaves of most of all the brothers and sisters.
今天我们若不愿意吃这个苦杯，到会永远见到不吃。
But then we will not be willing to take, drink the cup of bitterness, then the church will never be built up.
到会要分别为圣。
Which has to be sanctified.
教会是合而为一的。
Church has become one.
但是每一个都不愿意把自己放下。
If everyone does not want to let go of himself.
我们都不愿意去服侍别人。
We're not willing to serve others.
我来到教会就是希望能够满足。
And we come to the church, we simply want us to be satisfied.
我们来到教会，若是不能满足我，我就会没有抱怨。
If we come to the church and all we can be satisfied, I simply complain.
很多人来到教会就寻找能够满足自己的东西。
Now, some people come to the church, they're looking for the things that satisfy them.
能自己不求得着的东西。
They're looking for the things that they could claim home, their own.
我当时讲过，今天教会成了一个 man-centered church.
Then I shared with you last time, the church become a man-centered church.
教会这个也就是为了满足人的需要，所以把所有自己的东西都带到教会。
And to be the church holder who satisfies all man's needs has brought in all kinds of secular things. But when you come to the church, you feel no difference to the world. Brothers and sisters, a former church. For a non-believer to come in, that person should feel very uncomfortable. They simply don't feel at ease.
因为他同时也不说看见他所去过的地方完全不一样的一个地方。
Have he known that this is totally different from where the places where he has been to?
他从不听见过，没有看见过，没有经历过的，没有去过的一个地方，这叫教会。
This is a place he has never experienced in or heard. This is the church.
说不完那种喜欢的东西，教会都找不到的。
All his wants that he desires in work has not found it.
So he doesn't like to hear things in the church.
He says he loves to hear because he finds it in the church.
So this person who comes to the church to hear the truth, this person who comes to the church to hear the truth, this person who comes to the church to hear the truth,
place, at the same time, it's a during place. What is this true church?
Thank you.
true.
你不告诉神
，and the word is true.
而且你不叫我们说能够完完全全的合而为一。
And your people said that we would make perfectly one.
因为你成为一个。
Our faith is comfortable with faith.
要在我中间去住，我们中间来往。
Have you with the hand of the Lord coming to go up?
要在我们这些人，我们要做你的子民。
We will become our father, and we will become your children.
不是你可是很自